Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, go.
I will always have a life that should be hard. Bittersweet relations and starts from the heart. Imagine if you woke up and felt it's all a dream. I feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all a chance to know. Feeling deeper, feeling deeper. I can only take you deeper. Take a breath, feel the burn. Life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Psychic, Spiritual, and Astrological Skepticism. It's quite a mouthful, and of course, with your host, the Dream Teacher. Today, I didn't want to do too big of a show. I've been doing a lot of shows lately, so I just want to keep this one short and sweet. Unless some things start to happen, of course, I will extend the time. But I just wanted to address some of the skepticism that is out there. And just as it was brought to my attention right before I hosted the show, being a skeptic is something very good. Question everything, as one of my close friends enlightened me to, made me remember that phrase, I guess. So, questioning everything, what would it mean to question everything? Well, that if you are to question everything, does that mean that you don't believe in anything? And that's definitely not true, certainly not the case. You can be a firm believer in something, but you can still question whether it is something valuable, something that is worth your time, something that you feel within your own soul, yourself, and that resonates with you. Again, we're all very different, but at the same time, we are so much the same. A lot of people do forget that. There's one thing that I do want to bring attention, and I was in a show this past week, and they were talking about these children and how they are extremely special. A lot of children born around this time are just very, very special. They've referred to them as like diamond children. And those are children that have been born since 2008, 2009, and this year. And they have very special things to do in this world. And then they started talking about the older people and the elders, and how the older light workers that have been here for a while following their path and their mission, etc., they have been clearing the path for us, for everybody to be able to reach a new foundation, to be able to live in their own true light, and to be who it is that their heart is showing them. And so that left me to question. I was like, okay, so if the elders are the ones that clear the path, and the children are these diamonds, then what the hell are people supposed to do where I'm at, like us 20 and 30-year-olds around that area? What the hell are we supposed to do? And somebody told me that we are this generation that is referred to as a bridge. And I'm like, great, so that means we're going to get walked all over. That's our purpose in life, is just to be walked all over and nothing even happens. Well, no. That's not necessarily the case, but it does happen to a lot of people, and especially around that age group. But what we do is we create the bridge in the gap in between the two. And what that means is that we get to literally create whatever it is that these children are going to pursue with. We get to create the harmonic atmosphere that will help these diamond children and all these beautiful beings that are ready to be born and are born now, help them to be able to flourish into their utmost heart self, their light, their soul self, etc. However you want to word it, it doesn't matter. But I think you understand the gist of what I'm saying. So if you guys are in that group, please remember that you are this bridge and that you can create anything that you want. But please follow your heart, use your heart, and use light and love rather than fear and darkness to start bridging these gaps, to start closing off questions of doubt. And that is why we're here talking about skepticism today. And that's because a lot of people are still doubting powers that they have. And I strictly deem them powers because they're very powerful when you use them right. And we all do have them. We all have psychic abilities or medium abilities, any of those. We all have them. It's just a matter of listening, tuning in, and using them all the time. Let me tell you how actually I found psychic areas to be real. Now, as you know, I am a certified hypnotist, and for a while I was hypnotizing people at colleges and stuff just for fun, just to see, you know, what can be done, just have fun and entertain some people, get something to do, etc. And one of the things that I did was I hypnotized somebody to be able to look into somebody's eyes and see all truths of their ideas, their thoughts, their past experiences, anything that they have around them, and to be able to look them in the eyes and know exactly what it is that they are thinking. And well, to me, that is what a psychic is. A psychic is a person that is able to read thoughts and able to feel things on different vibrations. I'm going to look up the exact definition of a psychic, or of psychic, and see what the dictionary says. So in the form of an adjective, it is of or pertaining to the human soul or mind, mental, opposed to physical. It's outside of natural or scientific knowing, which is spiritual, of or pertaining to some apparently non-physical force or agency, and sensitive to influences or forces of a non-physical or supernatural nature. Now, in the form of a noun, it is a person who is allegedly sensitive to psychic influences or forces, a medium. Okay. So, it's derived from the Greek language, and the word is psychikos. I think that's how you say it. And that word means of the soul. Also says psyche, so let's see what that is. Psyche. It is classical mythology, a personification of the soul, which in the form of a beautiful girl is left by Eros. Okay, so that's in mythology. In lowercase is the human soul, spirit, or mind. Okay, so very interesting. I'm sorry, I just love looking shit up. Okay, anyways, so what I want to make clear is that I hypnotized somebody to be psychic, and bam, that's when I saw it right in front of my face. It is real, it is true. I could not even believe it. Like, I literally could not even believe that it was happening right in front of me, and the fact that I provoked it. It was just astounding to me. I was so amazed by it. So as soon as that happened, I started doing my own psychic works, et cetera, et cetera. So what I want everybody to recognize is if psychic exists, then that means that there's this whole other aspect to life. There's this whole other side. Instead of just the reality, there's very much this non-physical sense of reality that is definitely real and true. And a lot of people just acknowledge it as the spiritual aspects to themselves. Now, I like to say spiritual instead of religious or, you know, God, et cetera, because you don't have to have religion to be spiritual. You don't have to believe in God to be spiritual, but although that would be very silly if you didn't. And I think it's just this whole flip-flop, it's this whole dual nature kind of thing, and it's like, how can you believe in something that isn't real, that you can't see, that you can't touch, that you can't experience? Well, the thing is, you can experience it, and if you don't believe, then you're probably not going to experience. You will just deem it as coincidence or anything of weird nature. Well, coincidence, that's a funny story. I'm a firm believer that there are no such things as coincidences. I feel that things really do happen for reasons, and those reasons are very interrelated. They're tied in together. And it helps show us that there is this bigger force out there. And this is what I mean by spiritual, is believing in fateful destinies, being a believer in meeting the right people, being in the right place at the right times. And that's another very funny thing about it, is time. Time is a very influential energy. It's an interesting energy, and I certainly haven't got it quite down yet. I still don't understand time and everything that it holds. But to me, what time is just moments built upon moments upon other moments. And some of them are more predominant through time. And see, it's hard to even define the word without using the word. That's such a good question. How do you define time? If anybody has any input, they can go ahead and feel free to say it out there. But, I mean, since I'm already in the dictionary right now, might as well look up time. It's a system of those sequential relations that any event has to any other, as past, present, or future, indefinite and continuous duration, regarded as that in which events succeed one another. So it's this duration, it's this, it has a triple element to it, past, present, and future. And you can either have things in the past time, in present time, or future time. And I heard of a weird little saying from a friend, and they're like, well, the past makes you regret, the future keeps you anxious, but the present moment right now is the one that you can truly live in. And it's the only moment that we can ever truly reside in. It's this constant death of the past and rebirth of the future. All the time, happening right now as I speak. It is happening. As you listen to these words, it is happening. And just thinking of it in that way, it makes me feel like this, like, worm, almost. It definitely makes me feel like a worm. And going through just this crap, going through the ground, and constantly going through the dirt. And I would say that the worm is us, and the dirt is just all of the shit that we have to go through, whether it's good or bad, anything. And it's being put through us. If you look at a worm, they fertilize the dirt goes through them, etc. They eat it, and then they poop it out. And that's kind of what we do. We kind of take in the moments. We take in the dirt, which is experiences and moments in time, and just let them be within us and then release them as we move on. And it's just this constant chomping and releasing, chomp and release all the time. And see, all the time. Time is everywhere. Oh my gosh. And I just love how there are certain times that make you feel as if it is so slow, and then other times it makes it feel so fast. And I think the most fulfilling experiences in life are the ones when we lose all sense of time, when we don't even know that time exists. And it's just this usually a blissful moment. Well, at least I like to have my moments where I lose sense of time in a complete state of bliss. Of course, it can totally be the opposite, and it can be, you know, in complete fear. And you have no idea, you know, what is going on. You definitely don't have any sense of time because you're so scared. It's definitely not on your mind at all. But I love the ones where it's complete opposite, when you're swimming in love and basking in a feeling representative to love, no matter what it is, if it's even love itself. And those are my absolute favorite moments. Those are like, those are the ones where I know it counts. And that's how it helps to shape me to who I am today. So I'm going to share with you a song of the Dream Teachers, When I Lose All Sense of Time.
When I lose all sense of time, there's no place I'd rather find. It's not hard to define. When I lose sense of all time, when I lose sense of all time, just another page to turn in history, then you are stuck in a world starting with dimension 3. It is now time for all people on earth to realize there's more to life than what you see with your physical eyes. I know, right? When I lose all of time, there's no place I'd rather find. Can you feel the beat? It runs through your feet, and without it, the song would be incomplete. It's not hard to define. When I lose sense of all time, when I lose all sense of time, there's no place I'd rather find.
I know for me, one of the things that changed my thinking about time very much was the electronic music.
When I lose all sense of time, there's no place I'd rather find. When I lose all sense of time, there's no place I'd rather find. When I lose all sense of time, there's no place I'd rather find. When I lose all sense of time, there's no place.
It's so an interesting song. Again, by yours truly. Now, let's see. Switcher 282 in the chat room shared with us, life is but a moment in time. Time is fluid. Very, very interesting. And I would agree with that. Definitely our life is just one moment of many moments in time. And we have that experience. Now, I think that time is only experienced in this earthly plane, in this kind of space where it harbors the third dimension, third and fourth dimensions. And I think that that is how we experience it. We have such a very vast, different experience of time here being human beings. And I think it changes when we either pass over or even just shift our consciousness, for sure. Now, for example, like I was talking about previously, when you are in those intense moments where you do lose that sense of time, that is definitely a shift in your consciousness. You're consciously aware of different aspects to life. And that is like what I wanted to share with you in that song. And it's, like I said, it's time for everybody to wake up and to realize that we're not just in third dimension. You know, we're not in just three dimensions. There's actually several dimensions, a lot of them. And the whole point of this whole 2012 thing is raising the consciousness to reach the dimension, to reach the vibrational shift of the fifth dimension. And please do your own research in regards to what that is going to do for us. Because I have my own conclusions, but I still don't know for sure what's going to go on, and I don't know if a lot of people really do. So I will definitely keep you updated as to what I think is going to happen, but again, please do your own research, and feel free to share on here. You can call in, send me a message, anything. But that was such a fun song for me to make, it really was, and I was thinking, you know, when I lose sense of time, what's going to happen? A lot of things just repeat. It's repeated, you know. I sang that verse, when I lose all sense of time, like over and over again. And it's like kind of the repetition, but it's like so nice and it's so like cool. And I felt it was very appropriate. And then I love how I just found like this perfect little clip. And there's the guy. I know for me, one of the things that changed my thinking about time very much was electronic music. I totally had to put in the dance disco diva there, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And, like, it just totally shifts the whole song, and it changes, and then, like, you definitely don't recognize time after that starts playing. I'm sure half of the people that are listening start dancing, getting down, whatever. I know I do every time, and I don't care. If anybody else doesn't, that's cool. I always do. Always, every time I hear. Actually, what was my ringtone for a moment there? It's pretty funny. So, that's my little interpretation of losing sense of time. Of course, I mean, it vastly differs within person to person and what exactly the experience is and what it holds. So I want to dive a little bit into astrology. A lot of people have definitely deemed astrology to be the old wives' tales, the thing that doesn't really make sense for everybody. I'm just going to do the daily cosmic calendar. You can check this out at Yahoo Astrology. Today, along with the next 4 days to fall, are no cream puffs. That's what Mark Lerner says from astrology.com. You need to be focused, clear, and intuitively alert. Mercury making an inspirational 72-degree contact with Vesta. Mercury is going to be in liaison with Vesta. Vesta is one of the asteroids that orbits in the asteroid belt, which can assist you with in dealing with investment strategies, connecting with Pluto, Pallas and Pluto. Pallas is another asteroid. And let's see, all Pallas being the father's daughter archetype, mental brilliance, problem solving, strategy sessions, genetics, DNA, the immune system, city planning, and engineering, seeing patterns usually invisible to the masses. Needlepoint, kidding, arts and crafts, computer gaming, and mystery of puzzles and enigmas are triggered now and over the next couple of days. So soar like an eagle in your classes, research, and investigations. The Sherlock Holmes, quote-unquote, within is ready to take command. While romance and pleasure-seeking receive a boost with a moon-Venus glowing trine from Sagittarius to Leo, you can also experience a temporary lapse in self-confidence due to the arrival of a potentially frustrating Mercury-Saturn square. I can definitely feel that, that's for sure. If you are not careful, the shadow side of the Mercury-Saturn 90-degree sky pattern can short-circuit the harmonious vibrations released emotionally as the moon trines Venus. A few hours later, allow your creative imagination to boost your spirits as Mercury trines Neptune in air signs. You should recall that Mercury is now speeding along at over 2 degrees per day, something mentioned in this calendar on June 18th. Working with a favorite camera, improvising on a musical instrument, or experimenting with a new dance routine can light up your entire afternoon and evening hours. So, Mark Lerner is an astrologist, or an astrologer, or whatever you want to call him, and so he just makes these reports every day. And it is all about the planets and the movements of them that definitely directly relate to us, and they relate to all of us differently. But I think they have a certain effect among all people. And the planets that revolve us and that do surround us, are definitely here, I think, because of us and for us. And they're in direct relation to what we are. I feel that if you think about the solar system, I feel that that's like our subconscious almost. All the planets are these subconscious, subtle energies that just revolve around us and help to enact certain energies around ourselves and around all people. So I think astrology is something definitely interesting. Like, I've run my astrology chart several times. Really great place to do this is astro.com. Really great place. I highly recommend looking some stuff up in there, figuring some stuff out. So our sun is in Cancer right now, as a lot of you probably know, as it is the end of June, beginning of July, as the Cancer area. Our moon is in Sagittarius, so definitely a lot of learning new things is an upgrade. That fiery, intense energy is definitely up for grabs. And Mercury is in Gemini right now, so that is definitely a boost for a lot of communication and a lot of... sorry, I have a bug flying around me. lots and lots of communication, writing, thoughts, speaking, etc. This would be a good time to get your points across. Also, my Mercury is in Gemini as well, so it's my natural abode there, and I feel pretty good with that, the talking and all that stuff. So, it probably makes sense why I'm on air right now. So, if you guys have any questions about any skeptical things, feel free to message me. Now, I am going to give you guys my information to contact me. Again, you can email me at any time at thedreamteacher@gmail.com. And I finally have my advising site back up and running and have had quite a few customers already, which I'm very, very, very excited about. You can book an appointment with me, the Dream Teacher, for any personal readings, anything that you want to dive deep into. Your astrology makeup, we can do some psychic work, we can ask some questions, get some answers, as well as receive hypnosis, and that is online. Please make sure that you are comfortable with yourself and able to be submissive. You can find me at keen.com/thedreamteacher, TDT, or you can call my direct extension at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And my extension is 039-68-444. Again, extension 039-68-444. And that's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. Also, I can send you the links in emails, et cetera, et cetera. And if you haven't done so already, be sure to click the little heart on the show page so you can favorite the show and be updated whenever I do a show. Thank you all very much for tuning in this evening, and of course, have sweet dreams.